What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-day energy reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com. You've tuned in to Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. If you have tuned in on Sunday between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m. Pacific Time, she's available to answer your specific question live on her program. To speak with Mona, please unblock your phone number, focus on your question, and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Mona does her best to get to as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Since 2002, Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. She's the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for both iPhone and Android. Just $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Find out more by going to mona.vegas. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View, with your personal intuitive, Mona Van Joseph.
Hi, everybody. Happy Sunday. Okay, so tomorrow is May Day, May 1st, okay? And I'm bringing this up because if April has been an incredibly challenging month to you, then I highly recommend that you start the 9-day energy reset on May 1st, which is tomorrow. That gives you all day today to prepare for doing this ritual, all right? It's only going to cost you $4.99 to download it on Kindle or through Barnes & Noble. It's an e-guide, $4.99. And there are a few things you need to get in order to prepare for this. But it is an entire month of you deciding that you are a priority. So you only need to do the ritual for 9 days. But I highly recommend that you do it 3 times, that you do it for 27 days. Because every single time that I have ever done this ritual, and I've been giving pieces of this ritual in 400 and something broadcasts ever since I've been on Blog Talk. So it's all in one place, and it is a wonderful way for you to give yourself permission to be a priority. Now, this doesn't mean that you're not responsible for other things in your life. You totally are. But for tomorrow, May 1st, okay, if you prepare to start this ritual tomorrow and really dedicate even just for 9 days, you will see a shift. You will see a difference because it's about you being open to receive the blessings that the universe wants to give you and not you chasing after what you want. It is literally about standing still enough to be open and receptive to the ideas that can come to you when you put yourself in that mojo, okay? So I'm just telling you, May 1st, perfect day to start the 9-day energy reset. It's available on Kindle, Amazon, you know, Amazon Kindle, or through Barnes & Noble. Either one of them's an e-guide that you can download. If you don't have the Kindle software, a lot of people don't realize that you can download that software for free on your phone or your tablet or your computer. And then you can order 9-day energy reset. So it's the number 9, like the numeral, day energy reset. You can also go to my website and find out more about it that way too, mona.vegas. The other thing I want to talk to you about is instead of – I did a reading for someone recently, and they were in the habit of looking at the worst of something, not the best of something. And sometimes those are the most rewarding readings I do. Sometimes they're the most frustrating readings I do, because it is a very, very easy habit to get into, to be negative, all right? It's a very difficult habit to get into when you decide to look at everything as an opportunity. And I have to tell you, I'm the one that looks for the cow in the pile of crap. I am. I always do that. And I look for that cow in the pile of crap if it's the person I'm doing reading for, or if there's an event or something that happens to me. Because here's the thing. Tackling life is about tackling a lot of little things. And you get past all the little things, and then the big things seem to be easier to handle if you just handle the day-to-day stuff, okay? And I was recently reminded this week by a dear friend who I've known for over 40 years that this whole life is about learning and letting go. It's about learning and letting go of what doesn't work for you. It's about letting go of the past. It's about letting go of people and situations that no longer serve you for whatever reason. And again, that gets into that self-aware state where you are self-aware enough to realize that you deserve to have a better life. And when you start using other people or other people's emergencies as your priority or as your definition of life, suddenly you're not living your life. That's why I find that when I have ladies that come to me that have, they got married in their mid-20s, they had a couple kids, and suddenly they're in their 40s or late 40s or early 50s, and the kids are off to college or they've left home or they've joined the military or whatever it is, suddenly it's just them and their husband. And if they married that person for all the wrong reasons, like I'm going to marry a rich guy and have a couple kids and be set, if they married that person for all the wrong reasons, suddenly they find themselves in a bit of a crisis, right? It doesn't mean that it's a bad thing. It means that you are going to focus on you for a change. What makes you happy? And that's where it seems to be a struggle for a lot of people that have defined their life by totally serving other people. Now, that's part of it. Part of making yourself a success is helping make other people a success. No act of kindness is ever wasted, ever. But at some point, you need to step back and go, okay, what is the universe trying to tell me? What is the universe trying to give me? You need to look at all that giving you've been doing as though you've been paying into a big universal savings account. And you need to start withdrawing from the big universal savings account. And the way that the offers happen is something as simple as someone's going to Starbucks and they say, hey, you know, I don't know. Hey, Betty, I'm going to Starbucks. Can I get you a coffee? Betty usually says, oh, no, I'm good. But now you need to actually say, you know what? That would be lovely. And you say yes. And the more you say yes to the offers that the universe is giving you, which is usually through other people, by the way, it's not going to be some silver platter that floats out of the air with spirals and butterflies and harps playing and trumpets blaring, all of that. Benefits and gifts from the universe come through people. People, just letting you know. All right, so I'm off my soapbox. Okay, so I'm going to go to the callers. I got somebody here from 229 area code. Hello, 229. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. My name is Debbie. I've called you a couple times over the last couple of years, and boy, did I need to hear that message.
Oh, well, you know what? Sometimes I'm talking to myself.
Well, it's definitely the right day for me to call in and listen to you, because that's exactly where I am.
Okay, so you invest $4.99. You download this guide. You prepare for it today. You start it tomorrow. I'm serious.
Yep.
If you stick to this for 9 days, I promise, there will be a shift or something really good will happen. I'm going to do it again tomorrow. I'm just saying. Debbie, dear, what's your question for me?
Well, I'm at the point where absolutely everything in my life is up in the air.
Right?
Everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I'm trying to figure out, I mean, jobs, man. I guess here's my question. I feel like I need to move. I'm in a very small town that's not exactly conducive to like-minded people. And
right.
I don't know, it's the first time in my life where I don't have a significant other, I don't have kids, I don't even have pets or plants to take with me. So
right.
What in the world am I supposed to do? And does it have anything to do with this man in my life?
Okay, wait, you just said you didn't have a man in your life.
No, I don't have someone that I'm not in a relationship. Well, I'm not in a, he doesn't live with me. We're not, it's my ex-partner that I've known for 11 years now.
Okay,
and
so
so are we getting back together or?
Deb, I do
yes.
not want you to make your decision based on any men.
I'm not.
Including Mr. I've been dragging my feet for 11 years and not committing. I wouldn't make any decision based on him. Matter of fact, I'm looking at your cards right now. And because you're my first caller and because I'm in the mood, I'm going to tell you exactly what your cards say. And I'm not going to – I'm basically – in other words, you ask me what am I supposed to do. That's a full reading. Okay, I'm just telling
I know.
You. That's a full
that's,
reading.
And, I, yes.
And,
yep.
and we've probably talked about – and I've probably chastised several callers about this program is designed for a specific reading, okay? Specific question, not a full reading, okay? But because I'm
yes.
in the mood and I've been on my soapbox all morning, I'm just saying, I'm going to tell you something about your cards. Your cards are talking about the only way that the universe is going to guide you into what you really want is by you not making men a goal in your life. Men are not the goal. Men are not a financial plan. Men are a partner, all right? You've got Mr. 11 years here who has who is with you when it's convenient for him, not when it's convenient for you, which is why I know he – I mean, yeah, it's okay to spend time with him, but you will always do 85% of the effort in this relationship. So that's why I don't want you to make any decisions based on Mr. On and off for 11 years, okay? The other thing your cards are talking about is, yes, I totally support the idea of you moving. Because you have a card here of saying that you yourself don't like you in the environment you're in.
That's absolutely right.
So here's what I would do. If you have any friends or relatives that owe you a favor that are someplace else that you can ask if you can stay with them for a month, 1 month, that's it, 1 month, and you pick the place that you most would like to reinvent yourself, right? It might even be that you change your hair color or put highlights in, or you decide to do the whole inexpensive makeover where you get the coupons for the manicure and pedicure and you get the coupon for the hair. And
done
you,
all that.
You, okay, but you do this little this makeover to make yourself feel better. But then you call somebody and say, you know, I really think that I'd like to live in your city, and I'm wondering if you'd be open to the idea of me staying with you for 1 month. And you say, it will be 1 month or less, because what I'm going to do is if I can find a job right away, then I am going to stay there and get an apartment and, you know, get set up. But that's how you test it. Because what it's saying here is the biggest thing you got going for you is that you're vacillating, is that you know that you got to make a change, but you don't know which direction to step into. And I'm telling you, step into any direction and the universe will tell you if it's the right one. So if there's a bestie friend out there that you've been there for and now they kind of owe you, all right? Like if you were there when someone was going through a really tough time and you call them up and you say, you know, hey, Tina, it's me, Debbie. I really need your help right now. And you ask, because I totally support you getting out of this feeling of being trapped where you are here. Because even when you go and apply for jobs, where you are, or you're trying to find something to fill up your day, it doesn't even feel like you're being well received So I want you to reinvent yourself. And you've already started doing it. So I hope that helps, my friend.
Thank you so, so much. Now I just have
to figure out
who it is I know.
All right. Well, but here's
yes,
the thing. It could be that you decide to start calling apartment complexes in the city you want to live in. And this is an idea that I've given to people before and they've had success with it, is you start calling apartment complexes that you want to move into and you say, hey, are you looking for an assistant manager?
That's exactly what I've been looking for to do. Is
okay,
to just
so you call
go
up and you say,
property
I'm looking
someplace.
For, an, I'm, I, but that's what you say, is that I am moving to, say, Florida. And you call apartment complexes and say, you know, I'm looking to be an assistant manager at your apartment complex. I can help you collect rent. I can be there for emergency calls. And usually what happens is you get your apartment for free as a result of being the assistant manager. Now,
that's
you may have
exactly
to do something else to actually earn money. You might have to do something else to actually earn a little money. But but you may end up getting a bit of a salary too. So, and I got to go because, I've been getting lots of snarky emails from people saying that I'm taking too long with people. So I got to let you go.
No, that's okay. And you just validated exactly what I've been doing. So, yes.
All right, gal
thank
pal.
You, thank you. Thank
go,
you. Thank
go conquer
you.
The world. See you later. Okay,
thanks,
bye.
Simone, you too. Bye.
Bye. All right. I've got somebody here from the 630 area code. Hello, 630. Who's this?
Hey, Mona, this is Lisa in the Midwest. How are you?
Hi, Lisa. What's your question?
So I took your advice, and I'm trying to get someone to help represent me for the ending of my parents' estate.
Oh.
I just was wondering what you're seeing now.
Yeah, I remember you now.
I kind of chose someone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I chose someone, kind of. I'm wondering what you're seeing with it, if it'd be positive for a couple claims that my sister filed.
So what you've done with this has opened a really big can of worms, but you already knew that. The other thing is it's talking about here that it may be that you need to do some research on your own that validate your claim, your legal motion. There's some research you need to do to back up this process that you can't 100% rely on whatever legal person that you've tapped with. You've got to also rely on the information you provide to this legal person. You see what I mean?
Yeah, what do you mean about opening up a can of worms? I didn't do anything.
Well, but okay, I know you didn't do anything, but the fact that you're standing up for yourself is the can of worms.
Mm-hmm.
That's what
right,
I mean.
But the bank is acting on everything now. They're trying to really, really finish everything off.
Perfect. Perfect.
They're
you
trying to assign
going.
one judge to decide all claims, everything. However, I'm just a little scared because, like, I don't know if all this is going to
okay.
be good now.
This is,
there's probably
okay,
two
this
claims.
Lisa. The biggest thing I'm getting in your reading is that there's more backup that you need to be able to provide that can be shown in court.
Okay.
In other words, whatever backup you have, whatever it is, you got to have it. It could be, I don't know, pictures. It could be letters. It could there's some. It's like
I have it right
now.
It's in the will and trust. You got it, Mona. I have the backup.
Okay.
It was stated in my
okay.
parents' will and trust.
Okay. All right. I just want you to make sure that all of your ducks are in a row, and that's what it's saying. But what I'm getting is that they're. Here's the reason I'm getting this. You have two cards here that talk about, the first one is from a place of pain is coming a new beginning, all right? You've been in pain with all of this, and rightfully so. There's a card of huge potential here that it's not only about the idea that you deserve to have this, but there's also been some irresponsible or unethical actions that have been taken by the other members of your family.
Yes.
That need to be pointed out. And that's the part where you need to have the other research.
Okay.
In other
Do
words,
you think
need
it's
to have...
going
to
end up in my favor then if the judge knows that? Like, you know, it's
okay.
basically...
Okay, here's the thing. You know. What I'm getting is that there is more proof that you need to come up with that shows that other family members have been behaving unethically or against this will.
Mm-hmm.
That's
okay.
the thing you need to come up with.
Well,
I'm not.
It,
I don't
is,
know
it's
what
coming
that,
up on its own. It's coming
Lisa.
Up. So, do you think
Lisa.
It? If I get that I still need someone to go in with me, I shouldn't do alone and go in front of a judge or anything.
Okay.
Right?
You need a legal representative to be
okay.
able to work the language that you
yeah.
can't work on your own. But what
yeah.
you need to do. Is you need to make sure you have proof of the unethical activities of your family members that have basically violated this will.
Okay, and then do you think that
I'm sorry,
like
sweetie,
it'll end
sweetie,
soon?
One, honey, one question. I'm telling
okay.
you exactly what the cards want to
mm-hmm.
tell you right now. I'm not. In other words, you have to do this action before I can answer that question. And
okay, I already found
is...
the person. I already did that,
Perfect.
Nona.
Okay, good.
I'm going to meet with them in a week or two.
Lisa, you're a little frustrating for me to talk to because
mm-hmm.
I'm trying to get you to the point of,
okay.
of realizing that when I do a reading for someone, I'm looking at what the next most important action is that the person needs to do. And the next important action that you need to do is proof of unethical activities by other family members. And then you can provide it to the other legal person who can then
okay.
provide it to the judge. That's the next thing your cards are saying for you to do. So I can't answer any other questions beyond that because
Thanks.
That's what I'm trying to tell you you got to pay attention to.
Okay, I'll pay attention to proof. Thank you.
All right. All right, gal pal. See ya. Bye. All right. You guys will be right back.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the Professional and Privileged Psychic Arts License through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything.
All right, I'm going to go to area code 702. Hello, 702. Who's this? Hello, 702. Hello, hello. You're live on the air. Okay, well, if you can hear me, I can't hear you, so I'll put you back on hold. You might be on mute or something. Okay, put you back on hold. All right, I wonder if there's a delay. All right. Got somebody here from the 323 area code. Hello, 323. Who's this?
Hi, good morning, Mona. This is Chris.
Hi, Chris. What's your question?
Hi, my question is... May I get a reading on how I'm doing at my job right now, and do you see any promotions coming my way?
Okay, let's see. Well, wow, I do not like where you're working. You're working your butt off. You're not getting recognized for it. You have somebody, this looks like a man, you have somebody taking credit for your work but not actually validating you or giving you any kind of accolades or even a raise or any kind of pat on the head for how hard you work. So I have this card of you exhausting yourself to be the best you can be, and I see absolutely no recognition coming to you anytime soon at this job. What do you do for work?
I work in a service department.
Right.
Okay. Well, I guess no promotion coming my way anytime soon.
Here's the thing is I still would do what I'm doing because, you know, you have a very, very high standard and a very good character about, you know, you show up on time, you do the work well, all of the things you do well. But what I'm seeing here is that you have such a thick glass ceiling on top of you that I'm not sure that you get to break through it. The only way that I see you actually opening that glass ceiling is by very, very carefully aligning yourself with people politically at this job that would shift you into another area. So that means that you need to be politically friendly with someone that's not your boss. So it's saying that instead of doing the, you know, the tried and true ethical thing, going in, doing your, I mean, and what I'm telling you is not unethical. I'm just saying that you go in, you do your job, you have integrity, you do the job well, you go in, you do your job, you expect to be sort of recognized and promoted for it, right? Well, what this is saying is you've got somebody here that is sort of not showing how amazing you are because, first of all, this person doesn't want you to get promoted because then you're not working for them anymore. So you have a bit of a catch-22 going here. Here you go in, you do hard work. This person's taking credit for the fact you're doing hard work. But you want something more than this. And why would this person want to train somebody else if you're doing the job so well, right? So you're in this weird little situation right now. And again, I'm not saying that you're not doing a great job. You're doing an awesome job. But what I'm seeing is that there's a person here that is acting as your supervisor, sovereign, manager, whoever it is, that doesn't want to promote you because then you wouldn't be working for them. So the way, if you want to make it work at this job, my suggestion is you start getting political with people in other departments that might be able to transfer you over and work around this individual. Or, and I would do that anyway, and then what I would also do is start looking to see what other opportunities out there that could be your next step. But what it's saying here is you've got one particular person, and this is a male, you know, a masculine vibration that's coming up that is literally standing in the way of you getting anything. And the funny thing is that, you know, it's almost like, I think it was Bill Gates that says, hire a lazy person to do a job because they will find the easiest way to do it. Well, with this guy, the easiest way to do it is to hire people that are, that kill themselves to work hard. And that's you. So the thing is that unless you can politically work the environment around you so that you can be invited to the next gig or the next opportunity, what it's saying here is that this person is not going to promote you. And the thing is that he may be telling you all along, oh, you do a great job. You know, I can't wait till this blah, blah, blah position comes up so I can promote you. And then it never happens.
There are two individuals at work that kind of sound like that. And I was wondering if you have any physical description of this person. Because I'm trying to decide which one is more trustworthy.
It doesn't matter. It could be more than one guy. What I'm getting is that this person, this man, this masculine energy is taking advantage. Man, it could be the CEO and the vice president. It could be both. Because what it's saying here is that why should they promote you if you're doing exactly what they want you to do? That it's, in other words, the way to work this is how do you benefit, what do they want, and how do you benefit them? That's the only way you can work this. But what it also means is that what I'm getting here is that they'll always be friendly to you. They'll always tell you that you're doing a great job, but they'll tell that to you privately. They won't tell it to anybody else. So you don't get to shine. You don't get to find your spotlight. So what I'm getting here is you've got these cards that talk about you're working your butt off and you're getting no reward for it. So what I would do is I would start looking for something else. I mean, you don't have to make a big announcement about it, but I would look for something else. And in the meantime, start actually, if these people have promised you a promotion, then it's time for you to actually get a date. Or it's time for you to go, you know, I think the reason you don't want, this is how I would do it, is once I secured some interviews at another place, and maybe even once I had a job offer, I would go to these two guys and I would say, you know, I don't think you guys want to promote me because if you did, you'd have to replace me. And see how they act to that question or that statement. And then you say, well, you know, I don't mind doing this job, but I think you need to pay me $10,000 more a year because I've proved that you can rely on me. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's like someone who goes to work in retail. They start out at Target, and they realize they kind of like it, but it doesn't pay very well. So then they go from Target to Macy's, and Macy's pays a little bit better, but still, they're in retail. So then they decide to do something special, like the cosmetic counter, where I think they get commission based on what they sell. Or they decide to go into someplace like Nordstrom's and sell shoes, where they make a boatload of money because after you sell a certain amount, you start making commission every day. Well, so then they do that. Well, then they realize, well, crap, I'm really good with people that are into nice things. So now I'll go work for, you know, Dior or Chanel or Louis Vuitton, and I'll really make some money. So what I'm getting here with you is that you might want to look at these two guys as your angels of change. You don't have to be pissed. You don't have to be upset. You just have to realize that it's time for you to not make any assumptions about your own career. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
All right, gal pal. Thanks for the call. See you later.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 310 area code. Hello, 310. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Vince.
Hi, Vince. What's your question for me today?
Well, my job is going really well. Everyone likes me. I've been there 2 months now. So.
Yay.
And but the funny thing is, floodgates just opened up because I just got an email from another job that I applied for before I got this one that pays a lot more and more hours. It's a really big, huge company to work for. Anyway, I passed the test and they put me on an employment pool. So the next opening, I'm going to be offered a position. So I'm thinking it's going to be about 2 or 3 months. So it's just unbelievable. The floodgates have opened. But my question is this, it's not even about employment. The other day I was on my way to work. Deer jumped out in front of my car. I swerved to miss it, lost control of the car, and a power pole jumped out in front of my car and just, there's nothing left of my car. So I'm just wondering, my insurance adjuster is going to take a look at it tomorrow and then determine how much they're going to give me. And I'm just wondering, because I still owe like $9,700 on it. So I'm wondering if they're going to give me at least enough to cover what I still owe out on it and maybe a little more towards another car.
Well, I actually think that what ends up happening is you get offered exactly the amount that you owe on the car.
Okay.
In other words, you don't really have anything extra there. to be able to turn around and buy something. But what I like about that a lot is that it seems like there's some divine timing going on with you, Vince. So what happens is you and by the way, it sounds to me like you're medically okay.
Yeah, I am. I was shocked that I walked away from that accident alive and in one piece. I'm completely shocked.
Well, anyway, so here's what I'm getting, is that you're going to get enough money to pay off the loan, all right? And then what I want you to do is I want you to either do a carpool thing or public transportation thing for a couple months till this other job comes up. And then in that couple of months, you be the king of frugal. That means you're going to go to the dollar store before you go to the grocery store. That means that you're going you are literally going to be the king of frugal. Seriously.
I've actually been practicing that for the last 2 months.
Okay, so what I'm getting is that you get to pay off the loan and take that burden off your shoulders. But over the next couple of months, you need to also really figure out either a carpool situation where you are, or, you know, pay someone $20 a week to take you to and from work. That covers their gas.
Right.
Okay, and then you don't have to pay for car insurance. You don't have to pay for car payment right now. So for a couple of months, you just start stashing money. And when you get the new job and you have, say, $1,000 or $2,000 saved, now you have the down payment. So Vince, I'm going to let you go because whatever's going on is, like, super noisy,
okay,
and I feel like I'm screaming over it. So we will talk again soon.
Okay.
Take care. Okay, bye.
Thanks.
All right, I've got somebody. Let me see if I can get this 702 back on the air here. All right. Hello, 702. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. It's Matt.
Hi, Matt. What's your question?
Hi. Sorry about earlier. I was having some technical difficulties.
I do that too sometimes.
So everything in my life right now, everything, I feel like finally everything's starting to fall into place, but except for like one aspect. And this is like every time I meet a new girl, especially recently, someone amazing, and I get to know them better. And then all of a sudden you find out they're in a relationship. Why am I always in this cycle? Like, is there something I'm doing wrong, or am I putting too much effort into it?
No, here's what's going on, is that you have this vibration that is very open and understanding and easy to talk to, which is irresistible to most women. So you're kind of a natural healer that way. So you know, you meet this fantastic woman and you know, they get to talking with you and you realize that they've either just broken up in a relationship or they've just had a fight with their boyfriend or whatever it is, and you realize, crap, not the right one, all
right?
The thing is that in a lot of ways, you signed up in this lifetime to be a catalyst for people. So that's both men and women. But with women especially, what it's saying here is that you need to be a little bit more direct with your questions and find out where the person really is before you let your heart go. Because you are so ready to love someone special, and someone special is on the horizon for you. And what I'm seeing here is that the love relationship comes to you by you being more connected in the community in some way with what you do. So it's saying that that's how you meet her, and that this is saying that you are engaged or maybe even married in the next year and a half. So I know it's coming. So what I'm getting here is, when you meet somebody nice, you need to actually ask the direct question, are you currently in a relationship?
Right.
Ask the question. Sorry, my cat wants me to play with her feather toy, so she's yowling in the background. But what it's saying here is that you have this, natural healing vibration, and that's why the people you work with like you. Because you naturally negotiate the political environment where you are, and you do it really well. Now, what I'd love you to do is use the mantle of your work, use the identity of your work to have a reason to reach out to the community with it.
Right.
And that through reaching out with the community, not only do you kind of create another aspect of your job that ends up being incredibly appealing, it can be actually added to your scope of work, but it also allows you to meet this woman that I'm seeing here for you. So you're not going to end up alone.
Well, that's good news. So it's nothing with this current person that I met recently. It's probably
new. What I'm getting with the current person is I think she was a gift for you to show you what you really want in a relationship, because the vibe with her was just so, God, it felt so organic.
Mm, yes. Definitely.
So that's the vibe you want. So she showed you the vibe you want. And what it's saying right now is that I would not be this person's friend unless you have to work with her.
Okay.
I would not, because what I'm getting is that she will always come to you when she's had the fight with the boyfriend, or the boyfriend's not behaving the way that she, or the husband or whoever is not behaving the way she wants him to. And she's going to come running to you because you accept her totally for who she is. And she feels it and senses it, which is why women are attracted to you, is that you marvel at who they are. You don't try and change them. Well, that's very, it's very heady stuff to most women, to be totally accepted for who they are.
Right.
You see what I mean? So,
yes.
But there's this amazing woman coming to you, and what I get is it's something you do connected through work that you meet her.
Okay.
And I think it's a new woman myself.
Hmm.
So there you go.
Alrighty.
Thank you, my friend. Thanks for the call. See ya.
Bye-bye.
All right. Let me get to area code 208. Hello, 208. Who's this?
Hey, my name is Alyssa. How are you doing today?
Oh, hi, Alyssa. What's your question?
Well, I went on a date with a gentleman named Jed, and I am curious if you see us in a relationship, please.
So we went on one date, right?
Yes.
Okay. And there was no poking, right?
You didn't
sleep with him. Okay.
No.
All right. Okay.
I've just never heard it called that.
Oh, yeah. If you're new to my program, I refer to it all the – that's how I – no poking. Okay. So,
okay, yeah, no poking.
Okay. So here's the thing. I see – let me throw a wrench in your works. I see two amazing, wonderful, fabulous guys here. I see two. And here's what I want you to do. I want you to date both of them. And as long as there's no poking going on, they're friends. Now, the reason I want you to date both of them is because when you get interested in somebody, fabulous Alyssa, is you get this laser beam focus on them, all right? And I don't want you to go to laser beam focus till after we've had sex, which you're not going to have sex with either one of these guys for a couple months. I'm just advising you. Okay. Because what I'm getting here is that, did you ever see the movie? I tell people to watch this movie, ladies mostly, to watch this movie a lot. Have you ever seen the movie Down with Love?
Mm-mm.
Okay, it's with Renee Zellweger. It's the cutest little movie. It's set in like the 1960s. So it's based on those old movies like Doris Day and Rock Hudson, when movies were just pleasant to watch and they didn't have special effects and shit in them, okay? So
yeah.
But it's called Down with Love. And the whole purpose of this woman in this, the lead character, Renee Zellweger, is that she is she wants to spend a lot of time with this guy that she really wants to get, but she doesn't sleep with him. And she finagles it so that she doesn't sleep with him. It's really a cute movie. The thing is that you want lots of experience with either one of these men, because I'm seeing two, that are all about you getting to know them and being their absolute best friend and fun to be with, and that you go to the movies and you go cosmic bowling and you do, you know, maybe you sign up for a line dance night at the Country Western bar near you. But what you do is you be with the guy that likes to do the things you like to do and seems to enjoy it too, all right?
Okay.
And you might do a thing or two that he likes. So if he's into indoor rock climbing, you give that a shot, but make sure you wear leggings and shorts. Just saying.
Sounds good.
Yeah, no peep show on the rock climbing. Okay, I'm just, you know.
Yeah, no
okay.
joke.
Okay. I tell women that. I go, I'm serious, leggings and shorts. Because, you know, it's yeah. Okay. So what I'm also getting here for you is that the more that you let these guys act like a man, the quicker this relationship goes in the direction you want. So I liked the guy from last night. As a matter of fact, I think he's got kind of a quirky sense of humor. I think that there's a, what's the word, real down-to-earth, easygoing way about him, and that you could dress him up and put him in a tuxedo and he'd be just as comfortable as the guy that would be in his jammies all day watching football. So really like this one. But there's another one.
So are you talking about Jed and then somebody else?
You have two people, two men here. And one of them's got a quirky sense of humor and is as comfortable in a tuxedo as he would be in sweatpants. All right. And then you have this other guy that is somebody that is, he's incredibly creative. So he could be like in PR or advertising. He could even be an attorney, but he's very creative at it. He's somebody that, but you have these two guys. One has dark hair and dark eyes. The other one has got brown hair and really pretty blue or green eyes. I mean, you can't stop looking at the one guy's.
Oh, I was just saying, interesting. I'm not sure who it is. Jed, I went on
date
more than
one
month ago.
Date more than one guy. You haven't met the second guy yet.
Oh, okay.
I want you to go on lots of dates. And as long as you're not having sex, they're just friends.
Works for me.
Okay, and I don't care if you check out the assets, if you know what I mean, but no poking.
No okay? poking, got it.
All right.
Yep.
All right, gal pal. See you later.
Awesome,
okay,
you.
Bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 917 area code. Hello, 917. Who's this?
Hey, well, this is Tim from New York. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm sorry. What was your first name?
It's Tim.
Tim. All right, what's your question?
Yes. Oh, well, I'm totally going to do the 9-day energy reset. Download
Yay.
It now.
Yay.
So I'm hoping to change things. So mostly it's just me concerning trying to change my work/career environment to something new. So I'm doing some intention
okay.
settings.
Okay, so oh, here's your career. And I got to get to this because I got to tell you what I'm seeing here. There okay. is in Tim's life, there's the right way, the wrong way, and Tim's way. Okay? And it needs to be the universe way, because the universe way is not the right way, the wrong way, or Tim's way. It is the universe guiding you toward your most heartfelt desire by you getting out of your head to do it. Okay? In other words,
okay.
this would be like you get into a canoe and you put the oars in the canoe and you see where the canoe takes you. That we don't fight the river, we don't try to go upstream from the river, we flow with the river. Because there is a new beginning coming to you after a very frustrating 9 months. The thing is that you have earned the right to have this new beginning. And what I'm seeing here is that over these next, say over the next 9 days, you're going to do the energy reset, but it may be that you also sign up for Toastmasters, and you get comfortable getting into your spotlight. And I don't care if you're comfortable speaking in front of groups of people now. I would love it if you got in front of groups of people and sharpen the saw. Get very good at it. Because what I'm seeing here is that you're supposed to, connected with your career, be in the spotlight in some way. I have to tell you, my husband and I flew to Long Beach yesterday for one day because we needed to fly one more time on Southwest to be A-listers for the rest of the year, right? So we had to do one more round-trip flight. So we decided to go to Long Beach, drive to the beach and have tacos, drive back and fly back. That's what we did, right? Well, while we were on the plane, and we had forgotten, because we used to live in California, we had forgotten that there are people out there that speak a certain way, and they're mostly girls. They're mostly women. And I call them girls because when I hear this one particular word used over and over and over again, it's very California. And you hear Jimmy Fallon making fun of it, right? But it's the word like. Like,
okay.
you know, like this, like,
yeah.
Like they use like as this woman in 5 minutes must have used the word 50 times while we were on the plane flying back, kind of cracked me up. So what it's saying here, what your cards are saying, is that you have to get out of your way of doing things and get into the idea that the universe is trying to reward you and bless you in a brand new direction. And that you kind of need to get out of your comfort zone to do it. So are you between successes now, or are you currently working?
I am currently working now.
Okay. So what line of work are you doing now?
Technical support, customer service over the phone.
Okay. Well, that I don't mind so much. But because people like you when they meet you, I'm surprised you're not actually making commission at it in some way, whether that's working at the the Apple store or, you know, the Verizon or one of the phone stores, because you are kind of that techie dude. And
well,
when people meet you, when people meet you, they like you. And so what I'm trying to get to is that if someone's going to get just a flip phone, or you could talk them into the iPhone 7 and you can make a commission on it, you could be that guy. The other thing you could be is the guy that teaches people how to use their phone. And I'm actually talking about a business that you show up at a Starbucks and meet somebody and they pay you $50 to show them how to use their phone.
Okay,
a personal tutorial for phones.
Gotcha.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
You could do that. But what I'm trying to tell you here is the universe is trying to guide you in a brand new direction. And so what I would do is I would keep looking at whatever the next step is in your career and start going after that. Because that's what I'm getting in your cards, is the new beginning is right around the corner for you. And I think maybe
gotcha.
The reason why it feels a little stuck is because you haven't described with a little bit more detail exactly what the new beginning looks like for you.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's the part
okay.
I'm trying to figure out.
Okay, so I'm going to give you a suggestion. Is after
sure.
we get off the phone today, I want you to take out a sheet of paper, and I want you to write down 5 things that would be a deal maker at the next job. So we're not going to whine about what we don't like at this job. We're going to instead write down the 5 things that we'd like to see in the new job. So if you want to be the guy that likes to telecommute and you don't have to work a 9-to-5 job and actually go to the office, that might be number 1 on your list. Okay? The second thing might
yeah.
be the salary you need to make. So if you're making $80,000 now, maybe you want to make $95,000 next time. You see?
Yeah, I
got you. So you start listing the things that would make it a deal maker for you for the new job. You don't even have to actually describe the job. Just write down the 5 elements that would make it a deal maker for you. And then I want you to post that everywhere you possibly can in your living space. The first place I would put it is in my mirror in my bathroom. Then I would post it on the refrigerator with a magnet. Then I would put it in my car on a sticky note. I would put it on an index card, fold it in half, and put it in my wallet. So if I were you, I would actually have it so that every single time you turned around anywhere in your house or anywhere in your living space, your private space, you saw the list. Because I see the new beginning happening for you. It's just a question of you describing what that looks like. So, all right, my friend, thanks for the call. See you later.
Thanks a lot. I want to appreciate it.
Okay, bye.
What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-day energy reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. you will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com. Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View. Mona records this broadcast live each Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. The call-in number for the live recording of Psychic View is 347-850-1494. Follow Psychic View or The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mystic Mona on Facebook for special broadcasts and announcements. Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, is available for iPhone and Android. Only $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Go to dicewisdom.com. Questions answered by Mona on this program are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona's website is mona.vegas, or you can contact her by dialing 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.